4 CYM, can anybody copy this station?
WD4CYM, W4DJW, I copy you, full scale, full quieting.
Thank you so much, I'm getting ready to run the net, WD4CYM, clear.
W4DJW, clear and standing by for the net.
UCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, your net control tonight is WD4CYM. My name is Karen, and my location is Tryon, Columbus, North Carolina. In the interest of the promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available via EchoLink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, thanks to membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. To formal or emergency traffic for the net, please call WD4CYM. Announcements or bulletins for the net, if so, please call WD4CYM. Roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. But before we start the alphabetical groups, we're going to call for EchoLink stations. Anyone on EchoLink wishing to check in, call WD4CYM.
At WD4CYM, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi. Be negative and negative, just listen.
Check in and out. Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo. Whiskey 4, November, Delta, Kilo.
D4CYM, this is Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO. Ryan out of Toccoa, Georgia, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Very good check-ins. We start out with KW4TS in Biloxi, Mississippi. I had a friend that moved to Biloxi a few years ago. Good to hear you tonight. Hope everything's okay with you. We have W4NDK in South Charlotte. And KN4LQO, I believe you said you were in Georgia, but I'm not sure. Is that correct? Anyone else on EchoLink, call WD4CYM. We'll start with the alphabetical part of the net. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to start with India through Lima. When you check in, please give your name, location, and whether you wish to stay around for the right queue portion of the net. I through L, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, Karen, please check it out of order. For short term, I tried the early check-in tonight, so I have out-of-state company. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Mike, Fred, White Island, November 4, India, Echo India. Again, sorry about being a little early, but out-of-state company, I'm negative, negative, and signed.
WYM, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina, so I'll be negative and negative, 73 for each one of you.
WYM, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Karen, thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening to you, and good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
WD4CYM. It is good to hear your voice again. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. I do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4-3-Y-M. Bravo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
WD-4-C-Y-M. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honey Up Five, South Carolina. And I'm the net controller on the Anderson 2-meter net on Monday nights, and I'd like to invite Andy and all the others to come over and check in with me over there on the 146-790 machine at 8:30. We have a net every night over there, and I'm the Monday night net controller. Just want to say good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
I think we started with W4FCM, Fred. Nice to hear you, Fred. And Isla in 4IEI. Hope y'all are doing okay tonight. And KK4J question mark O. I didn't get that next to the last letter. Could you tell me again what it is?
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, QSL.
KK4JFO, we appreciate you checking in. W4IOE, Sid, up in Fletcher, it's good to hear you tonight. KK4JBQ, Larry, and KC4MFK, Donna, down in Greer. KI4LZI, Andy, up on Table Rock. And KF4CKT. Anyone else? I3L, call WD4CYM.
4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha Tango Papa. Tom, I'm mobile in Pickens.
From Pickens, W4ATP. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else? I3L, call WD4CYM. I'll switch gears here and go over to stations M3P, Mike 3 Papa, call WD4CYM. 4CYM, Aaron, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
K4ONO, Lorena. KK4DMW, Rick. And KM4MOQ, Michelle. I always look forward to hearing y'all from Piedmont. Anyone else, M3P, call WD4CYM.
Quebec 3 Tango Q 3 T, call WD4CYM.
4CYM. Check in Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, and there were a couple of other early check-ins if you're ready to copy.
Appreciate you being willing to pass them all. KN4RJN, John and Inman. Go ahead and give me those early check-ins, and I'll go ahead and write them down.
Roger that. Well, you already got Fred and Isla. He checked in on air, but he checked in early. Also, you had Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie. That's Shane in 6 Mile. And Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, that's Mike in Simpsonville. I'll copy.
excellently. Thanks again for relaying those check-ins. KJ4HYC Shane and K4GAT Mike, I believe his name is. Anyone else? Q through T, call WD4CYM.
AM. This is Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no roundtable.
To hear you. KF4RVH in Berea. Anyone else? Q through T, call WD4CYM. United through Zulu. U through Z, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, X-ray 5 Yankee, KX5Y, Ron and Inman. No traffic, no roundtable.
4CYM, evening to you and Thor. This is Kilo 4, Yankee, November Golf. Fletch and Easley. Good evening to all my friends on the net. And we'll be negative and negative.
KX5Y, that's Ron and Inman. I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And Fletch, I've been thinking about you, Fletch. I've not heard you in a while. I was wondering if you and Hester were okay. K4YNG, just about every time I see a border collie on TV, I think about you. And there was one in my yard one time. I was out in the yard and saw a border collie. And then when I looked the next time, he was gone, and I thought about you. Okay, anyone else? U through Z, call WD4CYM. If you're still listening, I appreciate you asking about Thor. This is WD4CYM. We're going to go now to stations A through D, Alpha through Delta, call WD4CYM.
CYN. Good evening, Ms. Karen. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
WD4CYM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
Good check in. KO4AOW. David, good to hear you tonight. And W4DJW, our net manager, Dave and Greer. Good to hear both of you. Anyone else, A through D, call WD4CYM. Through H, Echo through Hotel, call WD4CYM.
It's November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
4CYM, please check in. KJ4HIG, at KJ4KOX, Robbie. Agreeable. No traffic, no comments.
4CYM. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4. Echo Zulu November. Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Karen. Thanks.
Wolf. In Wendy in Simpsonville. KN4HTP. Kilo November 4. Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Started with Warren, N4HHC and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in with us. KJ4HIA Gene and KJ4KOX Robbie. Always good to hear y'all. Hope you're doing fine tonight. KN4HTP and I believe that's Harry and Candler. Did you say Candler or Canton, North Carolina?
Candler, just a little bit east of Canton.
Up near Asheville. Thanks for that information. And W2MJB. Anyone else? E through H, call WD4CYM. We'll go all the way through the alphabet this time. Anyone A through Z wishing to check in, call WD4CYM.
WD4CYM. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. Don, located in the booming metropolis of Inman, South Carolina. Good evening.
4CYM. And Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4CYM. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango in North Pickens. Doc, negative and negative.
A good check-in, W4DF. I believe you said you were in Inman. Nice to hear you tonight. WN4S, good to hear you too. And KB3KBT, thank y'all for checking in. Anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, call WD4CYM.
And Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, David Mobile in Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
C4CYN. And Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. That's W4NDK, Nate in South Charlotte, negative and negative, 73.
But, let's see. KB4CB, wait a minute, I need to go up to the top of the list. W4DF, WN4S, Chris, thanks for checking in. KB3KVT, KB4CBA, and we had Nate checking again, in again from Charlotte. Good to hear you, Nate. Charlotte's where I grew up, and you're probably down close to South Park Mall if you're in South Charlotte. You sound great. Are there any other A through Zs? Call WD4CYM. WD4CYM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag G portion of the net with periodic stops to check in or check ins between rag G's. Let's see who's up on the list tonight, rag G. W4NDK, Nate in Charlotte, did you want to say anything?
D4CYM. I'd like to hear some time about your growing up in Charlotte. Maybe for another time, but that sounds interesting. Now, it's funny because my mom grew up in Tryon and now lives in Charlotte, so kind of flip-flop there. It's been a beautiful day. Had a great walk today. Went out and had somebody work on a headlight for me. Got one of those cars that takes a specific kind of headlight, so I'm going to have to do something about that and take the whole bumper off, put a bulb in there and replace something. Looking for HF rigs. So I'm looking at the Yaesu 891, FT891 possibly, and studying for my general. And just been enjoying ham radio. I really like talking up there to Hendersonville, Greenville, South Carolina, Asheville. Just feels like I'm a little mini vacation there, getting away to the mountains. But with that, I'll turn it back over to you, WD4CYM. This is Whiskey 4 November Delta Kilo in Charlotte, Nate, 73.
It's good to hear from you, and you sound so good. You must have some kind of excellent antenna system or something. I grew up on the kind of the north side of Charlotte, close to what's now called University City. And about 38 years ago, I married a man named Steve from Tryon and moved up here, and I've been up here ever since. Steve's no longer with us. He passed away 2 years ago, but I'm still here, and I appreciate you checking in and hope you'll continue to.
That's W4D4CYM. 38 years ago is when I moved to the university area of Charlotte. I lived up in Newell area. 73W4NDK.
I'm kind of familiar with the Newell area. I lived on Bennett Street, which connects North Tron with the Hidden Valley community. And I just recently sold that land. I inherited it from my mother when she passed away, and I sold it. And I wish I could go back and visit Charlotte, but I don't have a way down there now. But good to hear you tonight. Let's see who's next. W4FCM, do you have any comments? KFO, do you have any comments? Or ATP, Alpha Tango Papa, do you have any comments? Hello, one else who would like to check in. Call WD4CYM.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Four X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4CYM, K4YNG, recheck.
Hear you tonight, thanks. And K4XB, Tommy, down in Southern Greenville County, I think is where you are. Thanks for checking in. Okay, next on my rag queue list, how about KN4RJN? Did you want to make comments?
This is KN4RJN. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. Good area tonight, Karen. What's going on in your world?
Everything's going pretty fine. I've got my cat in for the night. I don't have to worry about him. It's a little bit hot and humid up here tonight, or at least it is to me. I'm pretty heat sensitive. And I've got the air conditioner going, but I don't feel it back here. How about yourself?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm cold-natured. I'm sitting down here in the basement with the little space heater on, and it's, you know, got up to 80 degrees today. I did get the grass mowed finally, but other than that, and I put up a fence in the backyard for the dog to have a place to run around, and she figured out a way to get underneath the house and get out. I was mowing the grass in the front, and she comes running out in front of me, and I thought, how did you get out of there? So I'm going to have to do something else underneath there to keep her confined, but she's sleeping next to me over here on her bed next to my desk, so everybody's in and all is well.
If you might could do to keep the dog from digging out under its enclosed space, maybe put a concrete floor in that space so she can't dig out through the concrete, and then maybe put some dirt and plants and stuff on top of the concrete, put a layer of dirt and then some plants, and she'd have a soft place to roll and a nice pretty place to play. But that's a smart idea, putting up an enclosed place to keep her in. That way, hopefully she'll be safe. She won't be running around getting hit by cars or attacked by other dogs or anything.
Roger that. Well, the fence hooks into the house by the garage, and then pretty good bit size area, and then it hooks into the screen-in porch. Unfortunately, there's a void underneath the screen-in porch, and I went underneath there with chicken wire and tried to close that off, but there's one corner that I didn't evidently get secured well enough, and she managed to squeeze through there go underneath the creek for the screen and porch area and then get out through a hole on the other end. So, yeah, I might have to rig up something else underneath there to keep her from getting out. But, yeah, it's a never-ending. She's a rescue, and I'm her emotional support human, so back there, and she couldn't see me, so she had to come out and find me. So we'll figure it out.
Used to, she's long since deceased now, but used to, my husband and I had a little Siamese cat, and we lived in this small mobile home that my dad gave to us as a wedding present, and there was some kind of cabinet under the sink in the kitchen part of it, and the cat kept meowing to get in that cabinet, and I didn't know any better, so I just let her in. Come to find out, she kept getting outside, and we wondered how she was getting outside. Come to find out, there was a hole in that cabinet that led to the outside, and once she got in the cabinet, she could get out, and my husband, I think, went under there and put some kind of metal or something up, and we never did have that problem again.
Yeah, we got three cats, but none of them go outside. We got an older cat that she's pretty content to lay on the bed or lay on the couch or wherever. I got two younger cats. They like to go out on the screen and porch, but that's as far as they go. And as soon as they hear a dog bark or a lawnmower, they want back in. So I have a problem with cats, and the dog stays inside most of the time, but I want to give her a place to run and play outside, and she managed to figure out how to escape, so I'll have to go back underneath there and jerry-rig something else.
You got some jerry-rigging to do. My cat that I have now, he's a black cat named Thor, like the superhero Thor. I let him out during the daytime. He runs around and plays, but I make sure I get him in at night. I do not let him stay outside at night because there's too many big dogs and coyotes and other things around. And I've heard a coyote will kill a cat and eat it. So I make sure I get Thor in at night, and I don't let him out till morning.
I used to have a gray cat that would go out. His name was Fred. He was a big boy. He was about 20 pounds. But he never strayed far from the yard, and most of the time was laying on the porch surveying his domain. But I always made sure I got him in at night, too, for the same reason. We got a fairly abundant wildlife population around here, which includes things that'll eat cats. So I always made sure I got him in.
I don't mind raccoons and rabbits and things coming around, but I sure don't want any coyotes or bears. Okay, it's been good to talk to you. You have a good evening, WD4CYM, clear with you.
4RJ, and good talking to you, too. You take care. 73s, I am clear.
KK4NYC, did you want to make comments? 4GAT, did you want to make comments?
KNG, reject. CYM, K4YNG. Well, I appreciate your thought about the border collies. Brings back a lot of memories. Worked with them for about 15 years, doing competitions and seminars and training, and with the help of friends over the years, we repaired, rescued, and placed about 200 border collies. Found them good homes, and when gas was cheaper, we used to go by and check out the house, make sure they had a fence before they got adopted. Then About 6 years ago, I lost the use of my legs, and one day they just, my wheels quit. The doctors never did find out what was wrong, and they went through a major slew of drugs, which kept me off the air for a good bit of that time. And I've kind of cut down now. I've got a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, black and white, that black and brown. And she's my little baby, plays with ball and retrieves. And I've got a 17-year-old Scotty-like thing that I brought back from a Katrina rescue trip. So, by the way, I got my worked all states and DXCC all on CW, and I've been a ham for 65 years now.
Congratulations, Fletch, for being a ham for 65 years. That's a long time. I've been one for, I think, 43. I think I've been a ham for 43 years. And like I was telling one of the other gentlemen, I met my husband 38 years ago. And we were married 35 years, and then he passed away 2 years ago. It's good to hear about your dogs. Hope they're doing well. And Thor, my cat, he's the only pet I have now. He has this little happy place in the house where we live, and it's kind of between the hall and my sewing room. He likes to get right where that door is, between the hall and the sewing room. And for some reason, it gives him some kind of peace to get there. Happy, I take him to his little happy place so he can calm down.
It's probably a nice spot for him because he can see you coming and going, and knows where the action is. And so that would be a nice happy place to always know where you are.
I hope so. I hope he thinks that much of me. I think that much of him. Okay, Fletch, good to hear you tonight. Tell Hester hello and tell your little dogs hello for me. How about let's see who's next on the list here. Before I do, are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM.
CYM. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. My name's Larry. And also check in my wife Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Here y'all, KC4SKD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda. I've not heard y'all in such a long time. I hope you're doing great. Are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM.
Control.
I heard somebody say control, short for net control, but that's all I heard. Do you want to try it again?
4CYM. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton, Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
It's always good to hear you. K4OIM down in Inman. sounding like there's been several Inman check-ins tonight. We're sort of, in a way, my neighbor's Inman is about 20 miles from where I live, and there's a certain fish camp down there that I love to go to, or did. I don't know with these COVID laws if I'm allowed to cross the state line or not, but I hope I can go back there sometime. Good to hear you. Let's see who's next on the list, the rank queue list. KC4EZN, do you want to make comments?
4CYM, good evening, Karen. Not a whole lot going on here where I am at. However, if you go over to the city of Asheville, they had some folks that got a little bit out of line last night, and the city has a curfew from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I live in the county. Candler's Candler is not a town as such. It's a community, and it's a zip code. We basically, Candler's called everything that goes from the city limits of Asheville to the Haywood County line, and then I'm not sure how far north and south of the interstate the zip code goes, but there's a lot of folks live in Candler, and most of us don't know each other because it's a pretty good plot of land. I think we may almost sneak up on the parkway, although most of that's federal land and there's nobody lives there. Anyway, we're just kind of sitting here playing with the radio, listening to the net, and I've got my, I haven't decided, John says he's his dog's support human. I've got a cat here that weighs about 15 pounds, and cats have this innate ability to sense the center of activity, and unfortunately, when you're sitting in front of your radio and have your computer keyboard, the center of your activity is that keyboard, and this cat wants to sit and lay down on the keyboard, and I have entered some interesting call signs as that cat has walked across the keyboard, but I've got him off to the side now, and he's trying to convince me he's taking a nap, but I know he's paying attention to all of you folks, so be careful what you say to him. We'll turn it back to you, Karen. Good to talk to you, just be safe. It's KC4EZN. Thanks.
Might be interested to know, having to do with Candler, that town with a similar name, Candor, C-A-N-D-O-R, about halfway between Charlotte and Fayetteville. Fortunately, it's far enough away from Candler that hopefully y'all won't get it confused. And speaking of the cat, Thor used to walk across our computer keyboard sometimes, but he hasn't done it in a long time. Okay, good to hear you. Are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM. W4DF, do you have anything to tell us tonight? If you're still listening, I have just something to tell your cat. I love you. I love all cats. I'm a self-described cat love-o-maniac. Okay, are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM.
Please check in Kilo 4 Victor Kilo November K4VKN. This is Alan from Piedmont, and we're in and out tonight via Echo Lake. 73 to all.
Hear you, Alan. K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. I appreciate you checking in tonight. Okay, getting back to the comments list. KO4ACA, did you want to make any comments? Anybody else has checked in and out. Are there any other check-ins for the net? Call WD4CYM.
Control.
Tango Romeo Mike, is that correct?
That is correct.
You want to make any comments or be in and out?
First time on the radio. I got my license up.
Congratulations on this being your first time on the radio. I hope you enjoy it as much as I have. I was just telling another person I've been a ham for 43 years and I've greatly enjoyed it.
Ham on channel. And I want to be a ham since I was probably about 11, 12 years old. But severely dyslexic, could not learn code. So, same day. The way that the code requirements.
What town are you in, or what town are you closest to?
Career. And born and raised in Career. College, Air Force 7 years, 35 years. Be back to Career about 6 years.
I know pretty much where Greer is, and I think it's a pretty nice town down there. You might want to check your audio. You're kind of low, kind of down in the mush, as some people say. You might want to see if your radio's on high power or low power.
It's on high power, but I have a tendency to not talk very loud. So, see if this is any better. It's getting a lot louder now.
Well, much better. You sound real good now.
Okay. Little pointers like that, what I need. Be as I should be. So, I'll go ahead and sign out. 234-CRM. Have a good day.
Have a good night, too. And hope you'll continue to check in on our net. Good to hear you, and thanks for making comments. Are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
It's Greenville County, and I just have one comment. I've got my first renewal, so I've been a ham 10 years. And compared to some of the years I'm here, and I must be a young pup, but I'm trying to help my granddaughter, who is 10 years old, get her ticket this month. So I'll just add that. Y'all have a good night. K4ZZX, click.
K4ZBX, I'm glad you're helping your granddaughter try to get her ham license. I hope she can get it, and hope she enjoys it as much as I have. And Keith, good to hear you, KE4CHF. Thor and I are doing pretty good tonight. There was another check-in between you and K4ZBX. I think he said he was in Greenville. The Greenville station, you want to try it again?
Yes, this is the Greenville station. Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha. This is Bill in Greenville.
Oh, I got you earlier. I'm sorry if I failed to recognize you, but I've got you now. K04ACA or KO4ACA. Did you want to make comments or be in and out?
Time. Thank you very much. 73s.
73 to you, and hope you'll continue to check in on our net. Keith, KE4ZHF, did you want to make comments? Are there any other check-ins? Call WD4CYM.
CYM, recheck. KK4JBQ.
J JDQ, go ahead.
Karen, I've listened to a few cat stories. It's inspired me tonight to tell you another cat story. Think you might appreciate it. They're not everybody would, but Donna and I have been, you might call rescue parents or adoptive parents. We had three little kittens deposited on our patio some year ago or so now. And we kept them, fed them by bottle. That was an experience, if you've ever done that. And as I say, they're coming up, I think in July, they're coming up on a year old. We named them Birdie because she makes a sound, or did when she was a little one, makes a sound like a bird. She peeps rather than meows. And the other one of them that we found a home for was named Luna, like the moon, L-U-N-A. And the other one, the largest of the three, they're all sisters, by the way, the largest of the three, named Audrey. So we have two. They're all black with a little bit of white on their underside, a little bit of white on their bellies. Never had all black cats before, but we feed them well and they have glistening coats. They shine when they walk. And I think that's owing to their good health. I take that the coat is a good indicator of their health. Anyway, they've been kind of a joy to us. We had another rescue that, again, was brought to our back patio and dropped off. So, thought being a cat lover, you would be interested in a little story of adoption. KK4JBQ.
Glad you told me that. Hope they're getting along okay. Thor, my cat, is black except for two white toes and a white spot on his chest. One of my nicknames for him is IRS agent because he looks like he's got on a black suit. He'll be 11 years old this year, I think. I don't know when he was born, but I got the veterinarian to give me an estimate of his age, and I celebrate his birthday each year on my own birthday, July the 24th. So he'll be getting something, I hope, for his 11th birthday this July the 24th. Okay, good to hear you, and I hope Donna is doing okay. Are there any other check-ins called WD4CYM? Anything else for the net before we start closing it out, call WD4CYM. David, W4DJW, if you're listening, I'm going to go ahead and count up my check-ins and everything, and I'll give you a net report when I get through, and if any of the rest of you want to talk or make comments or call somebody, go ahead, WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, W4DJW, standing by for your net report.
JW, WD4CYM.
WD4CYM, W4DJW, ready to copy.
Okay, my routine number 6-2. And it goes as follows, foremost 1, in foremost 0, check-in 43, and announcement 0.
WD4CYM, W4DJW, copy your net report number 6-2 for the 2nd of June 2020 from WD4CYM to W4DJW, 43 check-ins and one piece of traffic. W4DJW back to WD4CYM. Appreciate you calling that, Karen. You always do a really good job.
I really appreciate that. Thank you for letting me continue. continue to run your nets. I enjoy it every time. This is WD4CYM. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With a thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to its standard broadcast mode. 73 and good night.
CYM, KK4JPQ.
CYM, clear. WD4CYM, JPQ, did you want to say something?
KK4JPQ here. I just wanted to thank you. I've been on this net now for some 8 years, and I think you've been there on your night. You've been there all this time, and I wanted to say how much I appreciate you. It's, you know, every net control is a little different, but your net is, you know, that's in your hands, and it's different than everybody else's. It's so enjoyable to just sit here and listen to you. You're such a congenial person. I just wanted to tell you, I think you need to hear that. I think we're awfully lucky to have you. And I want to thank you again. It's KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
I appreciate that. And I really enjoy getting to talk to all of you and check in and everything. And I look forward to running the net every week. You and Donna have a good evening. And your cats, too, WD4CYM. Clear.